You're listening to the Bears Brothers podcast and postgame show, the place where Bears fans across the globe hang out online after every Bears game. Now get ready, because it's time to bear down.
Welcome back, Bears fans, to another episode of the Bears Brothers Podcast. I'm your host for today, William Ingles, and I hope you have been enjoying your victory week as much as I have. But it's Friday, which means it's time to break down the five key matchups for this week's game against the Arizona Cardinals. So without further ado, let's kick it off with matchup number one, Eddie Goldman versus Mason Cole. This matchup will play a key factor in both the run game and the pass game. I mainly want to focus on the run game here because David Johnson did not make any of my five key matchups this week. And that's because overall the offensive line has been ineffective for the Cardinals, but one key way to stop an elusive back, a dynamic back like David Johnson, is to clog up the middle of the offensive line, really push that cushion back into Johnson's face, and Eddie Goldman's going to be the guy behind getting that accomplished. Now, for the first 2 weeks of the season, Eddie Goldman has done a phenomenal job. He's one of the best-rated tackles according to Pro Football Focus with an 81.9 rating. Pro Football Focus isn't the end-all be-all, but I think anyone who's watched the Bears to this point would agree that Eddie Goldman has been highly effective in both the run game and the pass game. He's done really well at absorbing double teams, and when he does get a single team, he's done a really good job of pushing that pocket backwards. We saw a great example of that against the Seattle Seahawks when they were backed up almost on their own goal line. It gave guys like Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks a chance to get in there because Russell Wilson had really no avenue to escape. Now, his competition here, Mason Cole, has had a rough start to the year, as most of the Cardinals' personnel have, both offense and defense. He has a 53.6 rating, according to Pro Football Focus. The numbers don't lie at this point as far as grades are concerned, as far as tape is concerned as well. But this is a key matchup, like I mentioned, especially in that run game against David Johnson, is definitely trying to mitigate how much space he has, and Eddie Goldman will be a very important factor in this. And then when it comes to pass rushing, you know, Sam Bradford's not the most mobile guy, so if that pocket begins to collapse from the center first, he's going to be in a heap of trouble very quickly. And now we have the second matchup, which will be Charles Leonard Jr. versus Chandler Jones. Now, these are two guys who have really proven themselves to be solid, prolific pieces on their offense. Some people might argue against Charles Leno Jr., just say he's a below-average guy. I am a person who believes in Charles Leno. I think he's a pretty solid tackle, and I think he's relatively underrated. I don't think he's a top-10 tackle, but I think he gets the job done for the most part, and it's definitely proven true through the first 2 weeks of the season. According to Pro Football Focus, he's the second-best-rated tackle. Whether I think he's the second best at this point in the season, I'm not quite so sure, but I do think he has been playing very well, and Pro Football Focus's grades at least agree with me on that one. His competition, though, is going to be very stiff this week. Chandler Jones is a phenomenal edge rusher. He had 17 sacks last season as part of a defense that was on the field a whole lot. Arizona's offense was relatively ineffective throughout the 2017 season, but even with that, Chandler Jones, 17 sacks in a single season, that's absolutely phenomenal. That is going to be a dogfight to watch for the entire game, making sure Trubisky stays clean throughout the entirety of Sunday afternoon. I mean, this is a theme I'm going to bring up throughout the entirety of this podcast here. But, I mean, there's no question that the Bears are the more talented team. So a lot of these matchups that I'm going to look into here overall are going to be things that can have single play effects that really change the tide of the game. And allowing a blindside sack from Charles Leonard Jr. With Chandler Jones would be one of those big splash plays that could lead to a forced fumble, maybe a scoop and score type of deal that could really change the tide of the game. So that's why we're going to have this matchup here, and it's going to be really important to watch throughout the entirety of the game. Now, for our third matchup, I have Bryce Callahan versus the rookie receiver Christian Kirk. Now, Bryce Callahan is another guy that has just had a phenomenal start to the year for the Bears. He has been great in coverage, and more importantly, he has been a phenomenal open field tackler. Open field tackling is one of the hardest things to do for sure in the NFL, especially when you have guys that are fast and shifty. You know, guys like Tyler Lockett last week, you know, people like Randall Cobb and even Davante Adams and Geronimo Allison. Those guys are not easy to tackle. Anyone in the NFL is not easy to tackle, but to this point, Bryce Callahan has definitely faced some shifty people, and he has gotten them on the ground nearly every single time, and that's with him pursuing upfield and mitigating as many yards gained as possible. That point of his game has just been great, and the Pro Football Focus rating definitely embodies that with an 81.8 rating. However, he is facing a little bit of an unknown in Christian Kirk, and to this point, the Cardinals' offense has definitely not given him a chance to shine much at this point. But he is a guy who has that extra step of speed. He is a very elusive guy. I really enjoyed his route running out of college. He's honestly a guy that I could have seen the Bears drafting. I'm very happy we got Anthony Miller. I would take Miller over Christian Kirk any day based on what I saw through camp, getting to watch a few of those practices, and even just his early returns in NFL games to this point are very promising. But Kirk is still that guy that can really burn you across the middle of the field, and he could really provide a spark for this offense, opening up that middle of the field and allowing Sam Bradford to at least have a little bit of security over the middle is definitely a place where quarterbacks feel comfortable picking apart a defense. You saw that with Deshaun Watson's game throughout that six-game stretch in his rookie year where he really lit up the NFL. And even Trubisky in his rookie year had a lot of success on intermediate routes across the middle of the field. It gives opportunities for really good athletes to catch and run with the ball, pick up some yak. And that's a matchup that the Bears are really going to have to watch, because if they want to really shut down this Cardinal offense, deny the easy throws, and Christian Kirk is going to be the guy who's running those routes to create those easy targets for Sam Bradford or whoever's playing quarterback during this game. Moving on to our fourth matchup, it's going to be another defensive one for the Bears. It's going to be Leonard Floyd versus Sam Bradford. Now, there's going to be a ton of attention placed on Khalil Mack, and I think there's going to be a near equal amount of attention placed on Akeem Hicks. The guy who is really going to be left alone this week, as far as I'm concerned, is probably going to be Leonard Floyd. And if there is a guy who is matched up better to go after Sam Bradford, I think it's Leonard Floyd. You know, Sam Bradford, his knees at this point are shot. He was never really the most mobile quarterback to begin with, but you know, bring in three or four knee surgeries, and I think I'd be moving around looking like I was on peg legs too, honestly. But Leonard Floyd's one of those guys who thrives off of a speed rush. I've talked at length on podcasts with guys previously how I think Floyd has really developed more moves in his pass rush. But at this point, if he can get around with the speed rush, there's not going to be a whole lot that Sam Bradford could do, especially if a guy like Eddie Golden is making sure that he's not going to be, he being Sam Bradford, will not be able to step up into the pocket. This will be a really good hunting ground for Leonard Floyd. His cast has been relegated to more of just a splint or a brace at this point, so he should have a lot more utility with that other hand, which as a pass rusher is very important. And it's going to be very interesting to watch to see if Leonard Floyd gets a little bit of action, a little bit of spotlight with some big plays against the Arizona Cardinals. Last but not least, we're going to have our game breaker for the week, the most important matchup for the Chicago Bears being able to win this game, and that is going to be Mitchell Trubisky versus Patrick Peterson, the All-Pro corner that the Arizona Cardinals have touted for a very long time. Now, Mitchell Trubisky's struggles throughout the beginning of the season have been well documented. For those of you who haven't had a chance, we've had some great posts on our blog about, you know, not being too quick to buy or sell on Mitchell Trubisky. And Devontae's whole nine yards goes into a little bit more about not judging Trubisky so quickly. And I'm of that camp as well, and I've posted something as well, having some what-if scenarios. So if you haven't had a chance to read those, I highly recommend it. Really think our guys knocked it out of the park with content this week. But this matchup is going to be really important for him. Patrick Peterson is one of the most dynamic cornerbacks in the game, definitely one of the most dangerous ones as well. He hasn't been as prolific as a Darrelle Revis in his prime, but Patrick Peterson has had at least one interception every single year in the league. He's had multiple years with more than one interception. The most recent one was 2016, where he had three interceptions. But when it comes down to it, the accolades for Patrick Peterson speak for themselves. He has seven Pro Bowl appearances, three first-team All-Pro selections, and at this point, he's the highest-rated player on the Cardinals' defense at a 79.5 from Pro Football Focus. This is the best player on the Cardinals, and It's going to be a very interesting, albeit difficult matchup for Mitchell Trubisky. He's going to have to make sure his throws are on point. His footwork, which has been suspect at this point, is going to have to be spot on whenever he's going to go after Patrick Peterson this week. Now that we've gone through all of our key matchups to the game, it's time for me to go through with our weekly winning edge, and I'm going to tell you who I think is going to succeed and thrive in each of the above matchups. So we're going to go back up to the top, Eddie Goldman versus Mason Cole. I kind of spoiled this one a little bit. There's a reason I gave both Pro Football Focus grades, because the gap between these two players is massive. I think Eddie Goldman is going to have a great game. It's going to be a great display, and I think perhaps the best visual moniker to how important a great nose tackle is in a 3-4 defense. I think Goldman is going to get tremendous push at the point of attack, and I think it's really going to allow Roquan Smith and Danny Trevathan as linebackers to be able to read properly and shut down David Johnson, as he will not have a lot of room to operate. And I mentioned how that can also work in the pass game and also help out Leonard Floyd. But overall, I think Eddie Goldman definitely has the major advantage in this matchup. Now we're on to matchup number two, with Charles Leonard Jr. versus Chandler Jones. I think this matchup is pretty close, but I really have enjoyed how Charles Leonard Jr. has tweaked up and fixed up some things from his previous few years in the league. I think he's playing the best football that we've ever seen him play, and I think he's going to keep his momentum rolling against Chandler Jones. He is a phenomenal pass rusher, but I think that Charles Leonard Jr. is going to bring the juice on Sunday, and I think he's going to shut down Chandler Jones. Edge to the Chicago Bears. Moving right along to matchup number three, Bryce Callahan versus Christian Kirk. I failed to mention this earlier, but Christian Kirk is going to be having a little bit of injury issue coming into this week. He is expected to play, but he was in a car crash on Thursday afternoon. He seems to be all right. He was rear-ended, which, you know, of course, you don't want anyone to be injured in the NFL. You want to see the best talent on the field all the time, but his injury might be having him lag behind a little bit. But even if Christian Kirk was at 100%, Bryce Callahan has been playing out of his mind the last couple weeks, and I expect that to continue in the desert in Arizona. Edge once more goes to the Chicago Bears. Now on to matchup number four. We're going to have Leonard Floyd versus Sam Bradford. The last time that these two players met last season, it was Mitchell Trubisky's first start, and we saw that a speed guy and a guy with a relentless rush like Leonard Floyd has the potential for a field day against a more stationary quarterback like Sam Bradford. I think we're going to have a bit of a Leonard Floyd coming out party for the 2018 season. I think Leonard Floyd gets a sack and definitely a couple big tackles for losses against the Arizona Cardinals. Edge once more to the Chicago Bears. And now this brings us to our game breaker, Mitchell Trubisky versus Patrick Peterson. And at this point, I got to give Patrick Peterson the edge. He has proven to be a phenomenal player throughout his entire NFL career. And at this point, Mitchell Trubisky just hasn't shown that he can consistently put the ball into tight windows consistently throughout an entire game. Now, for me, I don't think this is a big problem for the Bears, because the reason that they went out and they got so many targets, they didn't just get Allen Robinson. They also got Taylor Gabriel. They also got Trey Burton. They also got Anthony Miller in the draft. You have a number of options. You know, Tariq Cohen is a viable receiver. You could also keep it on the ground with Jordan Howard. If I'm Matt Nagy, I'm not going to really test this matchup, even though I put it as my most important one. I mentioned earlier that I really wanted to put matchups on here that could sway this victory away from the Chicago Bears. And going after Patrick Peterson is just something the Bears don't need to do. I mentioned that Patrick Peterson is the best player on the Arizona Cardinals, and you know, even going back to something that Bill Belichick did during his days in New York as a defensive coordinator, was to take away the team's best option. He's done that in New England for many years. He takes away the team's best option, and it's really tough for NFL teams to succeed when their best option is taken away. So especially when you're on the offense and you have the choice to direct where you want to throw the ball, I just keep the ball away from Patrick Peterson this week. But regardless, if it does come down to a matchup between Mitchell Trubisky and Patrick Peterson, I'm going to have to give the edge to Arizona. But when you count up all the winning edge, it is 4-1 in favor of Chicago. I don't think it's much of a mystery when you look at the two rosters that Chicago is the more talented team. That does create kind of the atmosphere for a trap game, but if Chicago comes in, they execute on offense, and of course they bring that same passion and fire that they have on the defensive side of the ball throughout the first 2 weeks, the Bears should be walking out of here with a victory, and I think we're going to see the Bears dominate in many of these key matchups. Hope you guys enjoyed the game on Sunday. Can't wait to talk to you guys, hopefully following another Bears victory. But until that point, bear down, Chicago. Bear down.